Nearly one-third of large U.S. firms are exploring new work schedules for their employees. Economics correspondent Paul Solman takes a look at some companies that are trying out a four-day, 32-hour week with the same pay.
At Metro Caring in Denver, the food pantry's crazy busy. There were 45,000 visits last year, not far off the 47,000 at the start of the pandemic.
I came out of the pandemic just exhausted, frankly.
CEO Teva Shunitsky felt overworked and overwhelmed.
I worked far too many hours. Hunger has been steadily growing. I was really feeling discouraged. I just don't see us making progress. And so that landed really heavily on me.
And on many of her coworkers.
We were experiencing a lot of burnout on staff and feeling like we were treading water around our mission.
Corey Scrivener oversees food procurement and distribution.
We have had four different food access managers in the last 4 years, and it has 1,000% been a burnout factor with every single one of the last three previous ones.
In fact, Shunitsky almost quit.
Burnout among nonprofit CEOs and nonprofit employees was higher than any other industry. Probably like 4 out of 10, left the field. I was nearly there.
Instead, though, she took a sabbatical and came back with a proposal, a four-day work week.
If you can have a more balanced life and work fewer hours, you actually bring more creativity to your job and you bring more efficiency, and those hours that you do work mean more.
Alex Pong has written about working less, runs research and innovation at nonprofit 4 Day Week Global.
If you're in an industry in which there are serious challenges with recruitment and retention, with work-life balance, or if you have concerns about the sustainability of your organization, a 4 Day Week is a great way to address all of those challenges simultaneously.
Hey, Bernie Sanders thinks so. He recently introduced a Senate bill to reduce the standard work week to 32 hours.
The sad reality is Americans now work more hours than the people of any other wealthy nation.
Now look, a shorter work week is hardly a new idea. In 1930, given ever-increasing output per person, increasing productivity that is, economist John Maynard Keynes foresaw a 15-hour work week in 100 years. In 1956, Vice President Richard Nixon predicted a 4-day work week in the, quote, not-too-distant future. That future is yet to arrive, but thanks perhaps to COVID, companies have begun to shift.
The pandemic had forced a lot of companies to change how they had worked, and so they were more open to the idea of playing around with work time.
As were workers.
We all realize our own mortality.
Stanford's Nicholas Bloom.
You know, more than 1 million Americans have died. You should, enjoy life while you're here. Work from home has been such a bonanza. So I've talked, hundreds, thousands of managers, employees, and they're kind of like, why didn't we do this earlier? And so as soon as you start thinking like that, you think, well, what else is there? And other things like, the 4-day week, a whole bunch of changes come into play.
Metro Caring's pilot began in late summer. The staff worked Monday through Thursday, took Fridays off. 32 hours of work, same pay.
There's definitely a learning curve, right? Like, it doesn't just like happen like you're just like, oh, I'm going to be efficient.
To get their work done in 8 fewer hours, employees turned off computer alerts, reorganized their time.
A lot of those have been around meetings and emails, not responding right away, but like setting aside concentrated blocks and how to make meetings that are normally an hour into 15 minutes.
A shortened week increases focus, says Gray Miller.
If I have to be here Monday through Friday, I am much more likely to take that half an hour sitting and drinking coffee or that 15 minutes stepping outside for a cigarette.
Integrity Pro Roofing also tried a 4-day week.
There are so many tangible, tactical ways that you can give your team back that additional 8 hours of time.
CEO Ray Boy says her staff focused on tasks and projects in the morning when they were more energized, pushing meetings to the afternoon.
The average knowledge worker loses about 2 hours of productive time per day to overly long meetings, to poorly used technology or outmoded processes. So in a sense, for a lot of us, the 4-day week is already here. We're just spending a full day in the office, sitting around in meetings, wondering who's going to change the toner cartridge or talking about what of the football game.
In surveys completed in February at the end of Metro Caring's trial, employees reported well-being had improved. Pre-trial, just 8% were highly or very highly satisfied with their work-life balance. At the end, that figure rose to 46%. At the start of the pilot, 50% felt burned out. By the end, half that number.
Having 4 days and then a 3-day weekend, oh my Lord, it is rejuvenating on all levels.
The results didn't surprise Pond. His firm helped run a 2022 trial of 61 British firms that showed benefits to workers' health and productivity when their hours were reduced.
Managers and companies also reported that people were collaborating better, that they were happier in the office. All of the important metrics trended in positive directions.
Bloom has his doubts, though.
Very productive, well-managed American companies. They're already, you know, pretty kick-ass in terms of how well-managed they are. These places are very efficient. It's not that easy to take a day out and produce the same amount.
At Integrity Pro Roofing, a strictly 4-day work week did not work year-round.
Roofing and construction tends to be very seasonal.
So employees now work fewer hours during the off-season. But
the summer and the fall is our busiest season. And so we have found that there are times where we do need to ask our team to be flexible and to come back to a 5-day work week when we're experiencing that type of a high volume.
Still, Boyce remains committed to a shorter week for her employees the rest of the year.
Time is our most precious resource. We have a really short life. So if there's any ways that we could give them some additional time, that's really what we wanted to focus on.
At Metro Caring, the 4-day work week created some problems of its own.
We rely on donations and foundations and grant funding to be able to exist in the way that we do. And they don't have a 4-day work week. They don't have a 3-day weekend. There are deadlines that are due on Friday. I often miss emails that are important that come on Fridays. We really do need to be available for some of these bigger deadlines.
As a result, CEO Shunitsky still has to put in hours on Fridays.
I don't know that all of us are to 32 hours yet. You know, I think, you know, some of us, at least on some weeks, you know, are at 35 hours. But frankly, 35 hours is way better than the 50 hours I was working prior to this trial.
Metro Caring plans to make the shorter work week permanent, even as they work out the details.
It may not be exactly like we've done the trial, right? Like, maybe we go to a 35-hour work week, or maybe we look at a little bit more flexibility.
Different schedules, perhaps.
Maybe it looks like one team works a different set of days than another team.
And that flexibility may help with retention. Corey Scrivener thinks she'll last longer than her three predecessors.
I'm feeling really good. I'm not leaving. I broke the curse.
Scrivener bucked the burnout trend, she says, thanks in part to the 4-day work week. For the PBS NewsHour, Paul Salmon.